breathed on this wise and the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice, and the blossom and blossom is a rose, and it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy, and sing the glory of Lebanon. Shall be given unto it the excellency of Carmel and Sharon, and they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. It goes on to say, strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with the recompense. He will come and save you. When that happened, the eye of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and the streams in the desert, and the parched land shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Seventh chapter, or maybe 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. Starting at verse number 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread to cast it to the dogs. And he said, he answered and said, you did not need to take unto the children's bread, cast it to the dogs. But she said, truth. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which falls from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, woman, great is thy faith. What is unto thee, even as thou wilt. Mm-hmm. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. 15 chapters, book, 7 chapters, book of Mark. Starting again from the 24th verse of this 7th chapter. And reason this order, and from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, entered into the house, and would have no man knoweth. But he could not be healed. For a certain woman, whose young daughter hath an unclean spirit, heard of him, and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread to cast it unto the dog. He answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the tables eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this thing go thy way, and the devil is gone out for thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid in the bed. Can't be much and repeat, not sound redundant, but God has some special for you. Now we all at some time have experienced if not previously warned, have experienced where someone has given us something special. There's something about us human that we like special things. You don't like disappointments to work, but that's something special. Special things. Consequently, at the prophet Isaiah prophesied some, you know, years before Jesus came, and the disciples began to rehearse into the synoptic gospel here about the fulfillment of that scripture. I see a picture here of a courtroom setting. And this woman, Syrophoenician by ethnicity, needed something special. Maybe, perhaps, there are a few of us, hopefully, will never have to go through what she went through. I cannot conceive under any situation at all where I would like to be totally blind. But the prophet Isaiah prophesied, not being here when it would occur, that blessing, that's something special. That's the Lord. The fact of the matter is, just because you have eyes, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are not blind. Eyes to see, that is, with no genetic and bacterial disease. Because so many of us are so, philosophical in our concept, and so whatever in the Bible speaks of something, we can only relate to it as an actual rather than seeing a symbolic or allegorical concept. But these prophetical sayings of Jesus is there for our admonition. If you are not going to allow the Lord to open your blinded eyes to see what he has for your special, you're going to remain with your blindness. You're going to remain dumb, even though you can speak. You're going to remain maimed, even though you may be able to walk. You will not be able to hear, though your ears may be attached to your head. That's a choice that you must make. Today I wish that somebody could understand the paradox between the scripture and what the woman wanted from Jesus. If you want something special today, you can have it. He knew, and he knew this lady and her needs. Some of us come to church and never discover what our needs, just because we can walk, talk, hear, speak, have eyes, never get what God has for us. Today I'm hoping and trusting. I don't care about your academic achievements. I don't care how many degrees you have on your walls. I don't care what your profession may be. I'm concerned right now, are you willing to accept God's special gift for you? Again, using the phrase of U.S. being a massive hospital but running over with all kinds of sick people, your illness may not be terminal, but we all are sick. Whole earth is running over with sick folks. I think the scripture tells us the whole head is sick, filled with putrefying sores. It's nothing worse than having an unsound head and thinking you're well. How can you think well with an unsound, demented head? From that source is where all of the information is processed, recycled, sent, retrieved. Somewhere along the line, you must acknowledge that maybe I think I am whole. But I want to get even better. I am in the church and expecting something better. I'm going to be forthright with the Lord because in Him, and Him alone, who is the balm in Gilead, the source of my help. It's amazing how so many people come to church and they use all kinds of substitutes. Rather than this being forthright, downright, honest, and say, Lord, I got some aches over here and pains over there. I don't see as well as I once did. My brain isn't working like it ought to. My ears is kind of plugged up with some wax. And I'm hopping and trying to, and I'm a little bit on the crippled side. My arms are a little withered and my heart kind of wandered and filled with putrefying souls and desperately wicked. I'm thinking wrong. I feel the wrong way. I am focusing on small, major and minor matters. And Lord, I heard that you are something special. Said this woman was Greek. Of course, you know that she was from a Jewish background. She understood all of that, but she understood she needed something special. Prejudiciousness sometimes robs us of God's blessing from us. Prejudiciousness destroys our ability to think pure. That's why the Bible says, whosoever have respect of person to him it is sin. Prejudiciousness destroys our ability and our comprehensive skill. Prejudiciousness robs our hearts of the virtue. That's why David said, create within me a clean heart. Renew it was right once upon, but I lost it, the right spirit. Prejudiciousness is one of the greatest diseases in the earth. It deprives people from getting from the Lord, receiving of the Lord, what they sometimes may be entitled to. This woman knew she wanted some help. And I don't believe that this thing just sprung up upon her because she was talking about someone that was very close to her. She was talking about her daughter. And I can see and sympathize and empathize with this woman seeing this daughter of hers possessed with this demon, how it must have touched her. Something about me, and I don't want to put you all in the same category, but I think you may be able to relate to me and with me, that when something is wrong in your life, it's hard to focus. And stay focused. And be focused. If something's wrong, going on wrong in you. It's like tunnel vision. And it's a tunnel vision. And you are being so distracted by what's going on in your life until your view is narrow and you can't get a better picture like you want to have. Even though Isaiah prophesied that this thing would come and there should be a great blessing on the horizon, this woman did not know that she would have this experience, but she was concerned because it was her daughter that had this condition, that every time she looked at her daughter, she would no doubt say, wonder what I could have done differently. How could I help my daughter? I feel sad, bad, and I wish that I could do more. If you don't have a child, you may not be able to relate to what I'm saying. But you're going to have something in your life, if you live, to know that something got your attention. So the only thing that mattered at that time is to get delivered from that situation. You can't think clearly when you're being preoccupied by whatever it is. And this woman was preoccupied by her daughter's condition. I believe this morning, if somebody really want to get delivered from their stuff, your parents may have to reach out, reach back, appeal to the master. Because remember, we're talking about a person that is possessed. She might have had this condition, but it touched her mother. So she might have been suffering, but her mother suffered as well. I wonder, can you reach out from your bosom this afternoon and feel that you too need something special? You can't be selfish in a time like this. You want some help and you want it now, you want it early, you want it soon, and you say, Lord, since I'm here, I might as well take advantage. I might as well get a little of this and some of that, and see, can you give me something special? Now, there are a lot of people today in the so-called church world that call themselves Christian that don't believe that there are such things as devils. I would think that a devil is a spirit that's preoccupying in your mind to the point that you won't allow the Lord to give you deliverance. That is somewhat what this woman is going through. Praise the Lord. But she was focused on this unclean spirit that her daughter had. I'm not going to go and call your spirit out, but you had better find out this morning so you can reach out and get what you need. Don't sit there and act like you got it together. If you want something more in your glass, sometimes you got to get something out that's floating on top. Praise the Lord. And every one of you today need a little more in your glass. You need a little more added to your soul. You need a little more blessing from the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, you can have it today. Hello. Hallelujah. Yes, you should want it for yourself, but you should want it for somebody else. We all can focus and get it together and maybe somebody else. But go out being free and delivered today. Unclean spirits are no good for anyone. It's not even good for the people that you're around. Not even good for the people that you work with. You might think you're okay, but how are the other people's perception of you? You limit yourself when you have an unclean spirit and don't want to get delivered from it. I'm not going to try to itemize it. That's up to you. But I feel today that somebody really wants help today. The Bible says she heard of him. And she fell at his feet. Woman said, I'm not letting the barrier of ethnicity get between us right now because I want help. I've got to take advantage of this opportunity because I might not have it again. And I believe that every time you come to church and you don't open yourself up like a pitcher waiting to be filled, you go away unfulfilled. And your condition is worse than you were before. Sometimes people tell you to lay hands on your head, and other preachers, people want to lay hands on your head. I want you to think clearly. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, and she saw him, or besaw him, that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. I wonder, praise the Lord, do you want to be delivered? Do you want deliverance for someone else? Praise the Lord. Some of you have been going on with your stuff and your issues for a long time. And the Lord is trying to appeal to your better judgment today. Say, I want to help you. I have something special for you. What I found in life is that people, you know, the old term from the old folks, the old expression, birds of a feather flock together, you know, people usually try to find help from the wrong sources, people like them. I'm here to tell you, you don't need to look for help from somebody else who is in worse condition than you are. Can you imagine you drowning and the person can't, that you're depending to say you can't swim, and you're both in the water? But that's just the way of our psychological makeup. We want to find somebody that we can hang with so we can feel comfortable. That could keep you from getting your special blessing. This woman knew that Jesus was not in her circle. But she heard that he could help. And she didn't want to let this opportunity pass where she would initiate a conversation for his assistance. Come on, church, let's go to the Lord this afternoon. Let's ask the Lord to give us what we need. Heard you have a special blessing for me, and I come to receive it. Not a Santa Claus, it's not a Christmas, it's not an Easter thing. Praise the Lord. Just because you sometimes want help, sometimes your mind won't allow you to get deliverance. It all depends on the way you think and what you're asking and how you're asking. And this woman said, Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. Mm-hmm. What is not meet for to take the children's bread, cast it to the dogs. What a statement to a woman that only sought something that she felt she was entitled to, and that is to ask help for her daughter. There are times in your life, in your mind, in your heart, when something may be said, and you go along half to filled, not totally, not having grasped what you really wanted, for all of the many reasons that you could think of, and rather than getting total blessings, I think y'all think about total praise. Total blessings, you go away unfulfilled. Today is not the day. This is not the time. This is not the moment. Reach out for somebody. She engaged in a dialogue with the Lord, and she said, I don't want you associating my child as a dog. picking up her stuff and going back, and the child would still be full. Unclean spirit. But she said, you're not going to get away with this. I'm in the court now. We're going to battle. You might be the Lord. You may have the answer. And because I know you have the answer, I am not going to let you get away with this one. I came for something. I ain't going to leave until I get it. We might as well do battle. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let you get out of my sight until I get what I want. I'm not going to leave until my soul has been oversaturated my deliverance. You may not feel it like I feel it. You might not know the way I feel. But I'm here now. I am here to get that special blessing that you got for me. I came here for something I am entitled to by the divine auspices of the Lord. Dr. Christie, I ain't going to let you deter me. I'm not going to go back out of here without it. Dr. Randolph, hallelujah. I am going to either get it or die trying. I don't have the power to make you. But I have a question. They're trying to get you onto the same page that I am really from. Praise the Lord. She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. She was being disrespectful. Yes, Lord. You the Lord. And that's why I'm here. Whether you call him Sabbath or what, I want you to know, Lord, I know who you are. Wherever I went before, I got no help for my need. I am here. I am not going to go away. You might as well make up your mind. I got to get my blessing. Come here for my help. I'm not going to leave until I feel your presence. Praise the Lord. If she was so focused that the words that were said to her, she would not be able to think clearly for the next question that she could raise that would get Jesus' attention. She wasn't putting down the dogs and the statement that he made, but she was thinking clearly. She says, if you leave the dogs under the table, you don't get a chair, but just get the crumbs. All I want right now, the little residual. All I want right now, the little help. Huh? Hallelujah. Give me some crumbs. Yeah. Come on, give me some crumbs. I wonder, today, do you feel that God has some crumbs for you? Wonder, do you want to humble yourself to the point that you want what God has for you and you can get it right now? When you have your mind made up, down here. Seek me while you may be found. Call on you. I'm here to do all of this. But I'm not going to go back home where my child is until I get a little crumb from the master's table. See, you can appeal to the Lord with the right attitude. And God will give you what you need. Because all of us in need of something. Everybody needs something. If you're willing to humble yourself and get what you need, you don't want it, nobody can give it, and God won't give you what you need to somebody else. You have to be honest with yourself forthright and say, Lord, I need what I need. And I know what I want. And I'm not going to go until I get it. So let's do battle for what I need. Because I'm anxious. I'm ready I'm going to get it. We got to fight. Let's fight. Hallelujah.
Got the demon in the sense of spirit in there.
I need help. I need help now. I need help.
Bad, 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 bad. I need it. Don't try to deter me. Don't try to turn me away. I'm not going to accept no for an answer. I need what I need. I want what I want. I've got to get a blessing right now. I'm not going to let you go. We're not going to accept it for anything less than the best. And I believe no matter who you are today, if you really want God to do something special, Bible said, he said unto her, of a truth, you okay? Praise the Lord, I understand where you're coming from. I know what you need. For the thing, he says, go thy way. You're a devil.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
I don't have to come to your house.
No.
But I can tell by what you have said to me, you
business. That's it.
Come on. If you want to deliver from the Lord, you got to mean business.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah said it's on the way. Praise the Lord. And I'm looking. I'm expecting. Hallelujah. That I am going to get what I need. Praise the Lord. And as I read the scripture, I'm impressed with her attitude. It seemed as though she had done some research and in-depth study. She called him the son of David. She understood more than the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Right.
And she knew exactly that she hadn't been, her daughter hadn't been right for a long time. Sister Bailey?
Come on,
preacher. Praise the Lord.
Help me.
But she is not here
right.
to get what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
But I am here to get what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get what I want. Because if she's not satisfied
right.
and she's not clean, I am not pleased.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I want to be pleased. I want my blessing. I wanted to do somebody feel like having a blessing. I wanted to do somebody feel like getting delivered. I wanted to do somebody feel like getting health today. I wanted to do you want what God has for you. Will you let you trust God for a moment and just say, Lord, just me. Praise the Lord.
Help me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She said, Lord, what you're saying is truth.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
But when she said and made the analogy, praise the Lord, took Jesus by surprise to the point that he said, I haven't found so great a faith.
Right.
You want to think faith impresses the Lord.
Yeah.
Faith impresses the Lord. You don't want what God has for you. You can keep what you got and be a slave to your mentality for the rest of your life. And in times like this, I wouldn't trust what I got, because the Russell, I'll come out and say, Lord, even if I don't need no more, just give me a copy. Hello. People have been telling me I'm for a long time and I can't see it. I feel it all right. But Lord, just top me
off. Come on, Mr. Huh? Yeah.
Just put a little more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Huh? You can't think right with a short-haired mind. You understand? In fact, somebody else has to analyze you. And she was analyzing her daughter. Not that her daughter understood what was wrong with her. Now, I don't want to go into the genetics of this. And since she came to Jesus, I don't want to say that, well, she had inherited a tree. That's not the issue at this time. The point is, she wanted help for her daughter. Praise the Lord. And when she spoke those words, she touched Jesus' heart. Bible says, and her daughter was made whole, Sister Satchel, that very moment. I wonder how long have you been suffering, needlessly, going through something that you can get delivered for right now. But you don't want it. You won't accept it. You feel that you have, and what you have is good enough. I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't be satisfied with the lesser when you can get the best. Praise the Lord. I don't know how she felt. I don't know what her mindset was when she heard Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Various from the two writings here, each one had their own theory as to what had happened. Praise the Lord. But one says she was healed from that very same hour. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. While the other said, "The devil has gone out of thy daughter." The Bible said, and when she got home, mm-hmm. when she got to her house, she found that just as the Lord had said. So the devil was home while she was awake. Huh? And the devil stayed home while she was interceding for Jesus. But when Jesus spoke, the devil got out the house. Today I say it in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, you foul and unclean spirit, I come to deliver you. I come to bind Satan today. I come to give you what you need even if you don't want it. I come to help you with your crazy self even though you may feel that you got it. I come to let you know that the Lord's arms are not short, that he can't save you. I come to know that the Lord, you to know that the Lord will help you in that right early. Praise the Lord. You have no right to respect that devil when that devil don't respect you. Oh, Lord. When she got home,
Sister Russell,
when she got home, can you imagine how she felt? No devil in my house. My devil, hallelujah. The devil is gone and my daughter is acting all right. I don't know how she was acting. Doesn't go into the fine analysis of it. But when she got home, she was arrested. You see, when the devil is out of your soul and your mind can find rest.
Come on.
When you don't have to running here and there, trying to find rest for your soul, looking for someone else to give the rest. You can't get what you need.
Come
bold. You can find help.
Come on.
Why would you sit there
yeah.
being half delivered when the Lord is offering you a better alternative?
Help, Lord. Help me.
Lord, have mercy. If you don't want help, God is not the one that's standing in need of it. You don't want to be delivered. God is not the one that's going to be deprived. And I tell you one, he said, "You shall seek me, but you can't find me." I believe that everywhere I read in the Bible, those that got delivered were up and about immediately.
Right.
to get what they needed from the Lord. That man that was at the pool of Bethesda for 38 long years, waiting for the troubling of the water. 38 long years. Had no doubt become very despaired and scruntled when he asked him, do you want to be? He said, yeah, Lord. But every time when the water is troubled, somebody with their selfish self would step in before me. And I've been here for 38 long years. God's got something special. He asked that man, do you want to be made whole? He was focusing on the water. Because he had heard, and it's been a tradition, that whosoever steppeth first into the water after the water is troubled will be made whole. But he was also aware that he could never be first because somebody had more mobility. And they were concerned about what they needed for themselves. Hello? Sometimes it's okay. You hear me? Sometimes nobody can get your blessing from the Lord except you deprive yourself from being bold, blatant enough and say, Lord, whatever way you do me now, I'll be satisfied. Whatever it takes, I'll be happy with. I'm tired and I'm sick. And I'm sick and I'm tired of being who I am when you can help. It seems to me that he said, well, I can get some water, I can sprinkle you. That's not what he said. He made it more difficult for him. See, I'm going to see what you mean this. You've been on your bed, you've been on your couch, you've been lying here. He said, not only if you want to be made whole, you can be a whole, but I want you to take up your bed.
Come on.
And I want you to walk.
Right.
Can you imagine somebody being there, muscles deteriorated, coming complacent, feeling despair, ain't no hope, in here, in here, no hope, trying to get to the water, no one cares. Hear from this man tell me, pick up your bed, pick up your bed, pick up your bed and walk. But you said, you're not empathizing. You don't care. You tell me to take my bed. Oh, Lord. You just not ask me to get off my bed. But you tell me to take up my bed. Because you said it, I'm going to try it. Because you said it, I'm going to do it. Because you said it, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to make an effort. The Bible said, he took up his bed. He began to walk. Somebody ought to take up their bed. Begin to walk. Come to the altar. Get the deliverance. Get the help. God is ready. God is able. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you from your weak-minded self. He wants to deliver you from your doubting spirit. He wanted to make you what he wants you to be. You ought to be honest enough and say, Lord, maybe, perhaps, you can do it. I'm going to try. I'm going to die trying. I'm coming just as I am. And when God sees you making an effort, God will touch you.
Sit there if you like. You stop it if you will. You're crazy when you're coming, you'll be crazy going out.
But if you want help,
if you want to be delivered right now, I would lean to my own understanding. I would come to the Lord just like that lady did for her daughter and says, if you can do anything, I want you to come into my house. If you can do anything, I want you to heal my daughter. I don't want to read it from a book. I don't want to hear somebody else talking about their deliverance. I want to have some experience for myself. Oh, Lord, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you with the last vestige of strength that I have in my frail body. I'm going to give my faith to you. I'm going to get rid of this unbelieving spirit. Lord, 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 send down your help in your sanctuary. Send down your help. I'm desperately in need. Send down. Send down your help. Oh, Lord. I need, and I am going to come to you. Oh, Lord, I'm going to seek you while you may be found. I'm going to call on you. I don't expect to be undelivered when I leave. I'm expecting to go back home. Rest on in my bed, have peace in my mind, not be paranoid in my spirit. Praise the Lord. You see, you can live with the condition so long until you think that's normal. I'm here to tell you, your normality doesn't necessarily mean that that is God's maximum deliverance in your life. Praise the Lord. You know, I got to let you go, but sometimes when you start reading the Word of God, the Bible says, after you had done that to the woman, and Jesus departed from thence, came nigh into the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into a mountain, and he sat down there. Said a great multitude came unto him, having done with them those that were lame. Yeah? The scenery says, I'm going to roll now. Hallelujah. Because I told that woman I didn't go to her house, and I'm going to the mountain. Sometimes any of the mountain experience for your faith to, hallelujah, work out like it should. So he went up. Praise the Lord. And while he was sat down there, says a great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame. And they were blind, and they were dumb, and they were maimed, and with many others. And he cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them. And nothing you got that's too big for God to handle. Your doctor may not be able to cure it, but God can. And if you're going to the doctor, you better bring your doctor and the medicine to the Lord today and get help. Why stop short of getting full deliverance? Praise the Lord. Everybody needs some healing. You don't need healing for your body, you need healing for your soul. Only if you can get healing to the soul, your heart has to repent. Your mind has to come and obey the word. You must repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sins. It's your sin that's going to keep you. Your sin will find you out. It's your sin that's binding you up. It's your sin that will keep you from believing God. You see, you don't impress God. If I don't go to heaven, God will not miss me. But since the Lord have allowed me to be here, I might as well, Sister Rosa, take advantage of the benefits.
And there are benefits that come with serving God.
Hello, somebody. There are benefits that come with serving God. Having a well body and a sick heart. Having a well body and a sick mind. Having a well body and a disobedient spirit. You are as sick as you're going to ever be. You ought to come to the altar and say, I need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, for I was born in sin. I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. I didn't come to an immaculate conception. I want delivered because I was born wrong and shaped wrong. I'm coming to you, and I was born wrong, and I need help, and I'm going to repent, and I want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming for my next birth. I was born in sin, but I want to be born again of the water and of the spirit. For he that was born again of the water, not of the water, and shall not see the kingdom of God. If anyone want to be baptized today in the name of the Lord Jesus, you ought to have your hand up. You ought to have your heart right. You ought to have your mind fixed. Come on, daughter. You want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus? You're going to come on down. You ought to ask somebody, yeah, Lord, I want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you want to get deliverance from whatever condition, you ought to come up with your hands up, God. You ought to come with your hands upright. You ought to come and say, Lord, I'm not going back home until I feel your presence, until I feel your anointing. I'm not leaving this church, for you told me I can come boldly to the throne of grace. I can find help in the time of trouble. I need it now. I want my help now. I'm tired of the arrogance and the disobedient spirit, for disobedience is a sin of witchcraft, and I need help right now. I'm going to raise my hand. I'm going to go up to that crazy preacher. I'm going to do as the did on the day of Pentecost. I say, I need baptized. I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, that with a mighty burning fire. I came to you, and I'm coming to you, so you can help me right early. Dear Lord, I feel all right. And you ought to feel glad this afternoon. Say, God's coming to help you. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what they say on the day of Pentecost, when Peter had preached, and they didn't understand completely what was going on. And they asked, what shall we do? He said, repent, every one of you. Be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. For the remission of your sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and unto your children, and those that are far off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. And no man could come except I. Praise the Lord. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name given under heaven, that's where we are, that we may be saved, but by the name of the Lord Jesus. That was the answer to their question on the day of Pentecost. Praise the Lord. You can't get it any other way. That's the way the church was started off on the day of Pentecost. People have strayed away, gotten their own stuff, their own dogma. But the question was, men, what shall we do? And he said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name. And Nicodemus came to him by night. He said, we know you're a teacher. You come from God. No man can do these miracles except God be with him. Praise the Lord. And Jesus wanted him to understand, except you're born of the water and spirit, you are not going to be able. He said, can I go back the second time? And he was a doctor. He was an instructor. He was a teacher of the law. Praise the Lord. Can I go back the second time into my mother's womb to be baptized? Now here was a teacher of the Bible in that day, but didn't understand spiritual ramification and spiritual indoctrination. He said, if I told you earthly things and you can't believe it, how can you believe heavenly things? He says, you must be. You've got to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we have no scripture where Nicodemus ever went. We found out that he was a secret disciple. He came back asking for the body of Jesus. But he had a clear understanding of what the Lord was saying to him. Praise the Lord. I'm saying to you this afternoon, if you want a genuine dose of the Holy Ghost, you don't need somebody that can go around and coach you, argue with you, and make a believer. He that is of the same, hallelujah, opinion still. If I convinced you against your will, you would be of the same opinion. And you got some people out here that'll go around and convince you that they know, but you have to have power. See? That's why so many folks come into church, Sister Russell, go back out, because they have somebody, their consultant, praise the Lord, to go back and convince them. But nobody was there to tell me and convince me and argue about what I have and tell me all these crazy things. Nobody was there on the day of Pentecost. That shows you that they didn't get what they needed. Anytime somebody's trying to tell you how this is going to work and that's going to work without you having power, they never got a genuine dose of the Holy Ghost. No wonder they look depressed. No wonder they look kind of confused. Because when you get it, Sister Russell, like you ought to have it, depression leaves you. I have to quit. I don't care how. That woman wasn't acting. Huh? Like her mother left her when deliverance came in that home. She was resting. Her mother knew that it was different. I've seen people come to church and they run around here and say, I got the Holy Ghost. Somebody else got the Holy Ghost. And a few months, they're off into the abbey or somewhere. But when you get the Holy Ghost, I feel like shouting. I feel like, see, when you get the Holy Ghost, you can rebuke all those demons that come back and plague your mind and drive you back. But without it, you are most vulnerable. Hello? Crazy spirits don't dress and arrest and live in a Holy Ghost-filled person. You understand, Sister Billy? Bible said, I give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You find folks flipping out and going and praise the Lord. That's because you didn't get the Holy Ghost. Somebody told you and convinced you that you can claim something you don't have, and those demons came back and piggybacked in you. And now you are just as wild as you ever been and crazy as you ever can be, because you won't be honest enough because you're pride-filled and won't get back on the altar. So Lord, God don't give you power and let the devil come back and overpower you. But you go around and claiming that you got something, and the devil come by and flip you a Mickey. You understand? So many people have been robbed in the Holiness Church with folks that are passing out demons because they themselves never got deliverance. Nobody was there on the day of Pentecost and said, you're almost there. You're just about, you're 90% filled. You understand? Nobody was there. They didn't know what the Bible tells them, go up and tarry until you be endued with what? And when you got power, the next time the devil comes to you and try to plague at your mind, you would tell him, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Get away from me. You think that people with the Holy Ghost are not tempted by the devil every now and then in their mind, but when you got power, you know that devil. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. You can rebuke any demon and you can put your feet on the devil's neck and look that devil in the eye and say, I don't care what you say and I don't care how you feel. I know my soul has been redeemed. Hallelujah. I know that I've been saved. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and ain't no devil out of hell is going to make me a doubt. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And you come around here, you're trying to act like you got something you're not, and you are just as
mixed up in your belfry as if the elevator not going all the way to the top. Praise the Lord. Nobody but the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost can I find in the Bible. Or we went back and tried to find out Simon the sorcerer. What he thought when he had, could he buy that thing? Hello? But when they came out of that upper room, my God, when they came from upper room in Jerusalem, they knew what they had. Holy Ghost sat upon each of them. Cloven tongue sat upon each of them with cloven tongues as a fire. Some people tell you it's in your hand, it's in your feet, it's in your knees. The Bible says sat upon each of them with cloven tongues as of fire. And you have to go on trying to mimic. No. But you need a good brand of the Holy Ghost to keep your mind from flipping out. Because next week you'll be back telling me, well, I thought I had. I met a lot of those people in church. Praise the Lord. Somebody fooled them when they were teenagers.